Want to boost your commissions and sharpen your skills? CropWest Insurance delivers with hands-on training, personalized marketing plans, and top-tier educational retreats. It's everything you need to grow your agency and your confidence. No stress, just results. CropWest Insurance, your secret weapon in the crop insurance game. To find out more, please visit CropWestInsurance.com. CropWest Insurance Incorporated is an equal opportunity provider and employer. Hey there, and welcome to the Crop Insurance Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rydell, a third-generation crop insurance agent, and I'm here to help you navigate the ins and outs of crop insurance. It's what my family's been doing for generations, so you're in good hands. Our goal here is simple, to educate our listeners. Crop insurance can be complex and overwhelming, but I believe that understanding it is crucial for every farmer. So whether you're a seasoned farmer looking to stay updated or a newcomer seeking guidance, this podcast is for you. Welcome to a special edition of the Crop Insurance Podcast. Today, we're joined by Nick Lewitt, the Precision Ag Team Lead at RCIS of Zurich, North America. Before we jump into the episode, let's learn a little bit more about Nick Lewitt. So Nick is a Precision Ag Team Lead for RCIS for Zurich, North America. Now, RCIS stands for the Rural Community Insurance Services, which is one of the AIPs approved by RMA to deliver crop insurance. Nick is responsible for driving precision agriculture development and implementation for RCIS customers to complement their existing digital agricultural services. Now, Nick grew up in Perry, Iowa, on a third-generation family farm. He has 12 years of crop insurance industry experience with a specialization in digital agriculture. Prior to his role, Nick served as RCIS Technology Account Manager, Precision Technology Specialist, and Mapping GIS Product Manager. He has worked across several precision agricultural committees as a former member of the Ag Gateway and has past underwriting experience. Nick earned a bachelor's degree in business administration from the Wartburg College in Waverly, Iowa. So let's welcome Nick to the Crop Insurance Podcast. To get things started, can you tell me or tell us a little bit about your role at RCIS and how you interact with precision ag tools in the context of crop insurance?
At RCIS, I'm the precision ag team lead. I actually cover the western half of the United States. We are a team of three that's there, but I kind of team lead those two individuals as well, making sure that we can utilize the products that the farmers are using from precision ag and be able to use that for crop insurance for acreage and production reporting.
So then you work with a lot of different farmers and different agents. From your perspective, how is that precision ag technology changing the way that farmers in particular are interacting with their crop insurance?
I think it does a lot of different ways for them. The first one is kind of, I'll give an example here, and it may be more in your areas that have irrigated, non-irrigated planting patterns, for example, or the ability to utilize that. So if we have a irrigated, non-irrigated situation, allowing that farmer to plant and harvest straight through that field as where before they had to harvest it separate, right? So we're saving them time, making them more efficient, making sure we're adequately insuring to what we actually have, what they actually need to insure for those different practices. I think that's probably start number one is really, hey, what type of data do we have? Where does it come from? How do we utilize that? And what does that change to your policy? For example, you know, being able to use the acres you actually plant versus traditionally methods that you've used before to making sure that those are the right acres that you're actually insuring.
Yeah, and I think that's a great point. The accuracy of precision ag is just the next level when it comes to farming in the modern era. When we're looking at streamlining reporting, right, so you're talking about the accuracy of all these tools, how does these precision ag tools like the yield monitors or the GPS mapping like you just spoke about, how does that streamline the process of reporting acres in production for crop insurance?
So per the RMA, the producer must have a GPS receiver, a GPS antenna, and a displayer monitor to be able to capture that date. So really they're capturing GPS date, time, and location in that display. Maybe it's how much seed came through or how much production was actually captured for that area from that perspective. Now on the harvest piece of it, you need to have a mass flow sensor and a moisture sensor along with the display, the GPS receiver, and the GPS subscription for that. Really being able to utilize that data when you talk about GPS, you can go all the way from a foot of repeatability all the way to sub 1-inch accuracy. Being able to, that machine can drive itself day over day to those accuracy levels from that perspective.
Gotcha. So along with these, you know, these tools, there are a bunch of rules and regulations behind using the Precision Ag to be compliant with crop insurance.
Correct. And it's pretty simple. You know, a lot of times I will tell you if a grower has the ability to do auto steer, it's one more step in the process inside that actual display documenting the as applied planting. Then they can utilize that data for the acreage reporting piece. From there, you have your harvest piece that goes with it as well. And that, you know, you have the other implements as well on that, but now you're going to add in a mass flow sensor and a moisture sensor along with the three things I mentioned earlier.
Farmers always hear about how it's important to have accurate records. So in line with all of that data coming with the Precision Ag tools, can you explain to farmers or people listening or even agents how that Precision Ag data impacts things like acreage reporting and APH databases?
Yeah, 100%. So one of the things I like to say is, you know, if I've used traditionally, I've used my farm service acres as my gospel acres for the going across, right? And maybe that field has been 80 acres. But now with Precision Ag, I can show it's 77 acres. I'm actually reducing my premium by 3 acres as well. And I'm also increasing my APH. So I'm not diluting my APH by the 80 acres.
Go ahead.
And one thing I will mention on that, it does take about, you know, it takes time to build that database, right? We've done some studies here where it's 5 years, 10 years, you know, we're seeing those increases just even with 5 years kick up to be able to see those guarantees be a little bit higher for the growers with data they're already capturing.
Yeah, and the name of the game with crop insurance is accurate records, first and foremost. But as you have more accurate records and increased approved yields, that's going to translate to increased coverage for the farmers.
Yes, 100%. And that's a big piece here, you know, really using technologies you've already paid for on your operation and just using it for one more thing.
So with the compliance and the rules that we talked about, are there any common pitfalls the farmer should avoid when relying on Precision Ag data for their insurance reporting?
Not really. The biggest thing I'll say is making sure they capture data in the field, right? That's probably the biggest thing that I have happen. A grower misses a field or doesn't capture. It doesn't happen that often, but I can't make data magically appear that's not captured, right?
When we go through this acreage and production reporting, at the end of the day, what it's going to boil down to is claims. And sometimes there can be disputes with claims, specifically when we're getting to accuracy of the acreage reporting process and or the production reporting process. So how can this Precision Ag data help farmers when filing claims or resolving disputes when it comes to production or losses?
So I think with that, the first thing I'll say is you per RMA is you must do acres to do production. So you the first step in the process is getting your acres reported, being able to utilize that for production, right? That'll kind of be the first avenue to let you use your production data as a hard record, all right? If you do not have acres reported, you just have production data, it's generally a soft load record that can be used into some supportive documentation but cannot be your hard record. The biggest thing for claims as you work through is really trying to make sure, first thing is making sure your machine's calibrated to RMA standards. What RMA wants that machine to be calibrated is per crop under 3% to manufacturer spec at the beginning of harvest. RCIS does have a documentation form here that you can fill out, puts in what the machine weight is, and then what the actual scale source would be and what the weight is for that. And that would suffice for your calibration record across there. Manufacturer specs get a little bit different, so each machine's a touch different. There's a lot of resources out there that can help you define what would actually be your machine's manufacturer specs. There's a lot of good websites, like I said, that do have that. And that's something that I do help a lot of growers with is, okay, I have this machine. What does the manufacturer's specs look like? And those are always found inside the owner's manual, but how often do we read the owner's manual, right? There's a lot of good resources like YouTube that can actually walk them through how to actually calibrate those machines.
So when these farmers sign up for the Precision Ag, and now I know you cannot speak for all AIPs, but when they're using these systems, they're not alone. They have help and resources, whether it be from the AIPs or the manufacturers and RMA out there to help them utilize these processes, correct?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times you have a local dealership channel that really drives a lot of that conversation for them. Sometimes I have some insureds that maybe have a Precision Ag person that's more localized and work with the dealership, but maybe they're doing agronomy and Precision Ag. So there's a ton of resources for them. You know, Iowa State University has a very nice, it's like a PowerPoint presentation, but it's on your phone. And so you can actually pick, I'm doing a yield monitor for a Case Pro 700. I need to know how to calibrate that, or I have common questions. Kind of helps that farmer be able to resource to help them through a lot of those questions they do have. I can't speak to every IP, but as long as you've met RMA's requirements, that's the biggest thing for calibration, I will say. And that's the piece, and why I bring it up, Mike, is that's the piece that always gets missing in the lost part, right? We usually have the plant maps, we have the harvest maps, and the next part is having that calibration.
And again, it's like you mentioned, in order to be using the production records from Precision Ag, you also need to start with the acreage reporting process with your Precision Ag equipment, correct?
Yep, that is correct.
So I guess from your perspective, are there any advancements in Precision Ag that you're most excited about and that you think, how do you see them improving crop insurance integration in the next few years?
Yeah, I think as technology changes, being able to utilize some things, you know, I'll talk about, for example, one of the biggest things I think has happened in the last couple years has been the John Deere has an active yield system out that self-calibrates for the insured, right? As technology advances and let's say artificial intelligence advances as well, you're going to be able to model more things after this data once you have more data collected. And so that's just going to make the farmers that much more advanced in what they can put down for certain, you know, hybrids, certain chemicals they're putting out. And is it really making dollars and cents for me to be able to utilize that product?
Yeah. So there's a lot more implications to this Precision Ag, obviously, than just federal crop insurance.
Correct. And, you know, a lot of times I talk to growers and when the conversation is that we have there, Mike, is you're already using license to make decisions across your farm every day. Why not just allow it to be used for crop insurance? It's really not much more work for them. Can streamline a lot of what they're trying to do. You know, I like to say, let the farmer farm and not do as much paperwork in the background. You still have to have your acreage report signed, everything filled out. But, you know, your agent can pull that data down. You're not dropping forms off, having them come sign it, come back to sign the form later once they get it all implemented. You can actually just sign it once the agent comes to you with that documentation from Precision Ag already pulled across.
Yeah, and there's lots of benefits to both sides there. And that's all about collaborating with the farmers and the agents. So for the farmers that are listening or tuning in, so how can they as farmers and their agents work more effectively with AIPs like RCIS to maximize those benefits?
Yeah, so at RCIS, we have some direct connections, I like to call them, directly with Climate Field View and the John Deere Operations Center. So we can have that data flow seamless into our system. That's what the producer wants, and then let that agent get that data readily available to them, right? And then that can can actually work through that streamlining of that information. From an agent perspective, it allows you to actually do your CLU keying for you when the data flows across. Now, once it comes out, it's actually reported by CLU for you. So you're not actually having to go in and manually type anything. It's actually bringing that data across and putting it to a CLU for you.
So if you had kind of a final thought here, if you had one piece of advice to give to a farmer who's new to Precision Ag and how it relates to their crop insurance, what would it be?
First thing I would say, don't be afraid to do it because you're already doing it to make agronomic decisions, like I said, right? It doesn't cost you any money to do it. It's an added service that we offer here at RCIS to be able to pull that data directly from those farm management systems. And that allows it to really, you know, like I said, we talked about being able to make sure that you're actually insuring the acres that you actually plant, can kind of streamline that claims experience for you. You know, you're not going back to find settlement sheets or bin measurements or old feed records, you can actually utilize your precision ag data as long as you have that plant map, that harvest map, and that calibration done. That allows you to be able to use it as a hard record. And so instead of having multiple scale tickets or multiple settlement sheets, now you have one document that has that whole field's production on it. Makes that adjuster's life quite a bit easier and that claim work a lot faster because you have it either readily available for you.
Well, that's such an important point, Nick. If you're listening on a podcast app, now's the time to hit that 30-second back button to catch it again. For experienced farmers, you know, we know how stressful it can be during harvest and when you're trying to track down those settlement sheets and field records and bin measurements during harvest, especially when there's a claim pending. These precision ag tools simplify this process by providing accurate centralized data that's already a part of your operation. You already have this equipment and you're using it. Now you can use it to its fullest potential. You just need to be sure you have the right calibration and procedures in place. And then these tools can help you save time. They can even reduce stress and ensure that your crop insurance records are solid. Again, it's not always just about the accuracy that these tools provide. It's also about making your life a little easier when it matters most. Well, that's a wrap for today's episode of the Crop Insurance Podcast. A huge thank you to both Nick and RCIS for sharing their expertise on precision ag and its growing impact on crop insurance. From streamlining your reporting to improving accuracy, these tools are transforming the way farmers are protecting their operations. If you're considering precision ag on your farm, don't hesitate to dive in. There's so much to gain. Thank you for tuning in, and as always, happy farming, and we'll see you next time. From my family to yours, thank you for joining me today. Explore more at cropinsurancepodcast.com, where you'll find episodes, articles, and tools to help you make the most of your coverage. Be sure to subscribe and share with your friends and neighbors. Remember, this info is just a guide. For specific rules, please refer to the Crop Insurance Handbook and your appropriate crop provisions. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.